Very warm greeting to everyone this morning. We are thankful to the Lord that He has kept us and that we can gather here this morning. Many have gone out to different places, so even though we are few here, we still trust the Lord for speaking to us.
Abaningi baphumile endaweni ezahluka endaweni ezahlukahlukene kodwa nakuba sibancane la siyamethemba uNkulunkulu uthi uzokhuluma nathi.
We also greet those who are able to join on the live streaming.
Sithanda ukubingelela futhi kakhulu labo aba senkonzweni kodwa bengekho la ngokuhlala nathi kodwa belalele ngendlela eziningi ezahlukene.
Before we continue, let's still pray.
Singakaqhubeki ake sithandaze.
Lord, we thank you that you've kept us till this day. And we thank you that we can now sit at your feet and receive that what you have for us. Lord, it is our prayer that every person that hears this message will receive something from you. Because, Lord, you want the best for each one of us, and you look after each one of us. And as you say in your word, not a hair will fall without you allowing it.
So
and so, Lord, we know and we trust that you are in control even in the finest details of our lives.
That
you look after even the smallest detail like a hair on our heads. And so we trust, Lord, that you will speak to each one of us. Please bless the singing. Please bless the words that your servant will bring us.
And
may that what we hear continue with us further in this day and further in this week. We pray for all those who have gone out to different areas, different services. May your word go out as well. And all over the world where your words are preached, may you bless them. And we pray and ask this trusting in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I cannot help to think about the last, I don't know, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, how much has happened.
Angwazi kuzibamba ukuthi ngicabange ngamasonto amane ayisithupha adlule ukuthi kwenzakaleni.
I wonder if there's ever been a time in our lives that so much of significance has happened.
Angazi ukuthi empilweni zethu sekwaye kwenzeka yini okungaka ukuthi kwenzeke into enje ekuphileni kwethu.
But still, it's amazing to think that God is in control.
That
He is on the throne and that He is in control. But at the same time, I also thinking back, can't but say thank you again. And maybe you've heard it many times and maybe you're still going to hear it, but we can't thank the Lord enough. And we can't thank the people enough.
Kodwa futhi angikwazi ukuthi ngingazibamba ukuphinda lokho mhlambi senikuzwile futhi mhlawumbe nisazokuzwa kodwa ukubonga sibonga uNkulunkulu sibonga nani futhi.
Just thinking back of the funeral 2 weeks ago.
Cabanga usuku lomngcwabo besinawo la emasontweni amabili edlule.
Someone was saying this morning how many people on that day couldn't attend the service. They were busy preparing food, different venues. May the Lord bless each one for what you've done.
Omunye kade esho nje ukuthi ngosuku lomngcwabo baluthi baningi kangakanani abantu amakwazanga ukuba bathamela inkonzo yomngcwabo ngenxa ukuthi bebebhize endaweni ezahlukene belungiselela ukudla behlela lokhu nalokhu. Sibonga kakhulu kwangathi uNkulunkulu angabusisa ilona lo.
And one only sees maybe a small part of what people do, but God knows what you've done. You've seen your hearts there where you've done something where no one saw. May the Lord bless you for it.
Umuntu yena ubona okuncane okwenzakalayo kodwa uNkulunkulu ubuka nokwenzeka ngale ekusithekeni okukhulu abantu abakwenzayo nabakwenzile kulesikhathi. Uyakubona uNkulunkulu kwangathi anganibusisa.
And even this last 2 weeks since then, people have continued to encourage each other, to comfort each other. It's been quite amazing.
Nakula masonto amabili edlule emva komngcwabo sibonile abantu beqhubeka besiduduza benathi kuyinto esigqugquzela kakhulu.
I don't know if there's anything else between people as good as God's people.
Angazi ukuthi kukhona yini into engaba yinhle njengale ukuba phakathi kwabantu kodwa abantu bakaNkulunkulu.
And that there can be a unity amongst people and that they can lift each other up.
Kube khona ubunye obukhona phakathi kwabantu bakwazi futhi ukuthi bagqugquzelane.
So again, may the Lord bless each one and may we continue in his work.
Akho siya gcizelela futhi ukuthi wangathi uNkulunkulu angabusisa ilona lo wangathi singaqhubeka futhi emsebenzini wakhe.
So we'll leave over to the choir that will sing. And after that, we'll leave over to the Lord's servant. While they come forward, just a thought. The person who will bring us God's word for the last day or two while preparing was before the Lord.
Insuku mhlambi embile intathu eyilungiselela lenkonzo ube phambi kwenkosi.
Praying and asking the Lord, please give me the words what I must speak.
Ekukhuleka thandaze emnxusa uNkulunkulu ethi Nkosi ngiphe amazwi engizowakhuluma.
And we trust that what he'll bring us is that what God put on his heart.
Akho siyathemba ukuthi lokho azosilethela kona ilokho uNkulunkulu akubekile enhlizweni yakhe.
So let's see it that way. Let's take it that way and take the word in that way.
Ngakho ke asikwamukele ngaleyo ndlela, sikulalele ngaleyo ndlela nezwi silamukele kanjalo.
So the Lord can speak to us.
Ukuze uNkulunkulu akhulume nathi.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Let us pray.
Asithandaz.
Our Heavenly Father,
Baba wethu osezulwini,
you are our Father.
Wena ungubaba wethu.
Through the ages,
kusukela endulo ndulwini,
even in this age and time of ours,
kuze kube yilesi sikhathi samanje siphila kusona.
And because you are our Father, we depend upon thee. That's why, Lord, be with us. We've experienced so much in the last few weeks, as we've
heard.
But you have ordained it before time that it will be like that. But we ask you, Lord, be with us, stay with us by your grace. Help us to to run our part of the race that will bring joy and honor to heaven.
Sisize Nkosi ukuba sigijime elethu ibanga ngendlela yolethu udumo nenkazimulo ezulwini.
Sesiyacela ke baba wethu ube nathi.
We pray, Lord, and ask that you be with us.
Izwi lakho lingcwele, izwi lakho liyakha. Sesiyacela ke Nkosi ukuthi uwakha usakhela impilo yethu ukuthi izulu lingathokoza.
Your word is holy, your word upbuilds, and we ask you, Lord, that you please upbuild our lives in a way that will bring joy to heaven.
Konke lokhu sicela egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu wasifela, washiya nezwi lakhe.
We ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us and left us his word.
Amen.
Amen.
This morning, there's so much on my heart, I don't know what to leave and what to say. Even what I was going to preach about, what do I leave, which word do I use? You must pray for those that bring God's word. You've got your part to play. Don't say and don't ever think that you don't play any part. You play your part even on a Sunday.
Ungasho futhi ungacabanga ukuthi wena kho ndima ongayidlala inkulu neyakho indima ngisho nangalo usuku lwangesonto.
Pray that God would touch your heart or my heart, your heart, everybody's heart, that his word that has been taught and preached from here might grow.
Khuleka unxusa uNkulunkulu ukuba thinte inhliziyo yakho, athinte nenhliziyo zabanye ukuba lelizwi elishunyelwa elikade lashunyelwa la kule ndawo liqhubeke njalo.
We have a great, great privilege. When we look back where we come from, what we were, we don't deserve anything. We deserve nothing. That Christ chose you for this time, think about it. What are you doing about it?
Kodwa lokho kuthi uKristu ukhethe wena kulesi sikhathi. Awucabangisise uzibuze nokuthi wenzani ngalokho.
You know, I had Job on my heart. Job.
Bengine Job enhlizweni yami.
You and I can be a Job because of Christ who lives in us.
Mina nawe singaba njengoJobe ngenxa kaKristu ophila kithi.
When he got into a meeting in heaven, the Satan got into a meeting.
Lapho uSatan engena kulowo mhlangano osezulwini.
It's quite interesting. It doesn't go into our human minds how such a thing can be possible.
Kuyinto eyinqaba cabangeki ngokobuntu ukuthi into enjalo yenzeka kanjani.
But how much more amongst men, men who is useless, who's like dust, who's nothing. How much more can't he find himself amongst them?
Pho kungenzeka kalula kangakanani ke kubantu umuntu nje owuthuli ukuthi uSathane ayithole sephakathi
kwabo. Ungamukeli yonke into. Mayimuntu ekhuluma la ehlebe endlele ehlebeni yakho. Ukhumbula lo hlebayo ufika no kaningi ufika nododi wakhe. Umuntu ophilayo akathuthi izindaba. Cha. Cha wena khona okunyenyezayo la endlebeni. Mbona uthi oh Nkulunkulu. Hey mhlawumbe uSathane lo. Mayekwazi ukungena ezulwini ke kangakanani kumuntu.
Don't accept everything that a person whispers to you. When a person whispers in your ear, you must know that maybe he's bringing some dirt. Because if the devil was able to get into heaven, how much more? Maybe that person is bringing dirt of the devil. Yeah.
njalo safundiswa la thandaza ukuthi ube nesipho sokuhlukanisa ukuhlukanisa izinto.
We've been taught many times from here that we need to pray so that we can have the gift of discernment.
USathane uNkulunkulu wathi uyambona uJob na wakhuluma noSathane.
God spoke to the devil and said, have you considered my servant Job? Have you looked at his life? And the devil gave an answer.
You put a hedge around him. Think of it. Think of it. You know, that touched my life. Can God be a hedge around my life? Protect my life? It is possible. That's why it's written in the Bible.
And the devil was quick to answer and say, well, Lord, it's because you've put a hedge around his life.
When I went through some of my greatest agonies in life, if it wouldn't have been for Reverend Stegan, I don't know where I would have been today. But God spoke to me and says, my child, I'll be a hedge around you. But he used other words. I won't say what he used. But signifying, I will protect you.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wakhuluma nami lapha ethi mntanami ngiyakuba isivikelo ngikubiyele kunamagama wasebenzise ngengwasho kodwa eshuthi ngiyakuvikela.
But remember always this, tribulations, whatever way it comes from. When I look back these days, I said, oh God, thank you for the time past. I couldn't understand it. But if it wouldn't have been for those times, I wouldn't have been maybe following you in the way that I should.
Kodwa mangibuke emuva abanokumbonga uNkulunkulu ngoba uma kube khona ubunzima nezilingo lezo zinto ziyamakha umuntu uma ngibheke emuva ngathi uNkulunkulu ngiyakubonga uma bengingadlulanga lapho mhlawumbe ngaba ngokulandeli manje ngendlela ekumele kulandele ngayo
noma ukugula ukuhlupheka ukuzingelwa ungakhali umbonge uNkulunkulu iBhayibheli lisho kanjalo umbonge uthi uNkulunkulu ngaphandle kwalezi zinto bengizoduka bengiphuma endleleni. Kodwa ngalezi zinto, young Dons, young Sondeza, kumdali wami.
Remember when you go through sickness, go through tribulations, do not complain, but thank God and say, Lord, if it wasn't for these things, I wouldn't be brought closer to my Redeemer, to my Savior.
Hayi, angishiye lapho, angibuye kulokho ke ngizwa kufanele ngikhuluma ngakho. Angazi, ngizwile nje, ngathi mina, angazi. Ngikwazi kanjani, ngiyathemba.
Let me leave that and come to this, which I feel the Lord has led me to speak about, which I trust the Lord will help me.
In Mark chapter 6, the Gospel of Mark chapter 6, a well-known word.
Evangelii ngoka Marko isahluko sesithupha izwi elijwayelekile.
And maybe, you know, I thought of reading everything, but because of time, you know it. You should know it off by heart. It's a story of the 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
The getting of funda gongo te indabe aziwayo indabe kuluma kelezo intlanzi nezinkwa intlan.
Verse 34. And as Jesus landed, he saw a great multitude waiting, and he was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things.
Ivangeli uka Mark isahluko sesithupha ivese lamashumi amathathu nane. Wathi ephuma wabona isixuku esikhulu waba nesihe ngabantu ngokuba babe njengezimvu ezingenamalusi. Waqala ukubafundisa okuningi.
Can Christ teach you even one thing? Can you, when you stand up this morning and say, you know what? I've got something. Christ has taught me this. Can you? I can.
uKristu angakwazi ukufundisa na okuningi usukume ume la uthi na kwangifundise khona ungakwazi na mina ngingakwazi.
And so the disciples said, Lord, it's late, shouldn't they go back home? There's no food. And then he said, verse 37, but he replied to them, give them something to eat yourselves. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?
Abafundi bethi ayisikhathi sambile sibemukise yini abantu ayisephendula evesini lamashumi amathathu nesikhombisa ethi kubo bapheni nina ukudla bathi kuye sihambeni siyothenga izinkwa zawodanareyo abangamakhulu amabili sibaphe badle na.
And he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they had looked, when they knew, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
Wathi kubona nezinkwa ezingakhi na, hambani nibone, sebazi bathi zisihlanu nezinhlanzi ezimbili.
Verse 42. I'm doing it because of time. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces from the loaves and of the fish.
There's
so much in these words. And it's my prayer that it won't be only words, but practical experiences that you can go and do yourself.
You know, I had
to think this morning or yesterday, you know what? What a privilege don't we have that Christ, through a servant, gave us this gospel.
Kuthwa.
Lalelanik, imvuselelo phakathi kwabazulu. Angjalo?
It is
said. Kulunkulu wathuma ingcwele yakhe kuthiwa imvuselelo phakathi isizwe samaZulu.
It is said revival among the Zulus.
Yabona leyo nto ningakuthathi kancane.
Don't take that lightly.
Yabona mina ngabuda ngaphakamisa athi ha ha ha. Siyayibona yini uNkulunkulu ufuna ukwenza yini na?
Then I ask myself, can we see what God wants to do?
uNkulunkulu wathi, vuza funani qala umbuso wami. Wathi leyo nto, number one, funani umbuso wami, indlela yami, fundani indlela yami. Emva kwalokho, ukuningi sazonika khona.
The Lord said, seek ye the kingdom of God first. That first and the rest and many will follow.
Wasibuselela okomoya. Angjalo? Wasibuselela okomoya ukuthi siphile. Ungqophile konke ukudoda kuphume empilweni.
And he revive us spiritually that we may be alive, that all the dirty things can be out of our lives.
But it
didn't end there.
Safundiswa. Inhliziyo ehlanzekileyo, inhliziyo ephilayo, kunesibusiso la ezandleni. Niyakuzwa ngitshoyo. Kuzobe isibusiso ezandleni.
And we thought that a heart that's clean, a heart that's alive, living for God, the fruit will show by bringing forth blessed hands.
Inhliziyo ebusisekile ngenxa yokusula kwayo ngenxa kaKristu odala engithintayo kube busisekile.
A heart that's blessed because of Christ, whatever the hands of such a person touches will be blessed.
My heart
is full.
And I
don't think you see it, but let me put it in this way.
La enzathi ethukele sinendawo ukuthiwa umaqoko.
Down at the Tugela Valley, there's a place called Makogo.
Konosugo ubamfundisi waya khona.
There's a day where Reverend Stigen went down there.
Watata enyintsizwa bambizo umbuso. Wathi wembuso woza wena mfana wami. Ngisazi ukufundisa ukuthi ukulinywa ukulima nokulima kunjani chazana.
And he took one young man from there, Mbuso is his name, and he said, "Come, my boy, I'll teach you about farming."
Bangene motweni, bafike entsimini, bathi ke ndoda phumake, asihambe singene entsimini.
They got into the car, drove into the fields, and he says, "Now let's go into the field."
Wathi ke malapha baphakathi naphakathi entsimini, wathi tsizwa asigoba amakhanda ethu asithandaze.
And they went into the field, and were in the middle of the field, he said, "Young man, let's bow and pray."
Ubani phakathi kwenzo ngayenza leyo nto. Ubani? Singayidonsa indlebe, senza lokhu de wawenzi kahle. Cha. Cha, uba mfundisi wathi asithandaze.
And who amongst us can do that? We can do many things and tell people you're not doing it right. But Baba said, "Let's pray."
Kwaphela umthandazo angazi kwaba mude yini noma kwaba mfushane yini. Bathandaza uba mfundisi wathi, "Mbuso, asingene emotweni asihambe."
They finished praying. I don't know if it was a long or short prayer. And after that, Baba said, "Mbuso, let's get into the car. Let's go." He went back to the house.
And
then on the way back, Bamfundisi said to him, "You see now, I've taught you what is it to be a farmer or about farming." And you know the fruit of that event, I can't explain it to you.
Ubani phakathi kwethu unezandla ebusisekile. Ngoba makhona izandla ebusisekile, nomsebenzi uzobusiseka lapho ngikhona, noma ngiyuthisha, noma ngiyubusinessman, akusho lutho.
We've been preached the gospel to for many years, but who amongst us have got blessed hands? Wherever you are, be a teacher or whatever you do, that it's blessed. Maybe we don't know, and we can't even imagine what God is yet to do if we've got clean hearts, where everything is blessed, where your neighbor comes to you and said your fields are blessed, then you can tell that person it's because of the clean heart. But we need to obey and listen to that which the Lord says. Let me speak about the gospel. Do you have a testimony?
Do you have a testimony? Can you stand up and say, "Christ has done this for me and that"? Don't be afraid. The devil makes you scared. The devil makes you doubt. I know that myself. I know it. Just do what Christ tells you to do from a clean heart.
Ungakwazini ukuthume ufakaze uthi uNkulunkulu ungenzele lokhu. Ungasabi, ngiyazi uSathane uyoletha uvalo. Kodwa sukuma wenze lokhu uNkulunkulu akutshela khona ukuthi ukwenze, ukwenze ngenhliziyo ehlanzekile.
Another trick which he does is say, oh, you look at the way you are, look at what you are. Look at it. You got so many mistakes. What are you going to speak to others? And then you put on brakes. Say, oh yes, you know what? What? And you start doubting. When Christ tells you to do something, do it with a clean heart. Make it right. But don't stay seated. Stand up.
Ngiyazi amaqhinga uSathane azowasebenzisa uNkulunkulu uthi yenza into. USathane athi hayi buka wena unamaphutha amaningi akukho ongakwenza. Cha, sukuma wenze lokhu uNkulunkulu akushoyo. Uma kukhona lawo maphutha kulungise, sukuma umlalele uNkulunkulu.
These days, at one of our meetings,
kulezi insuku kwenye emhlangano yethu,
is a gentleman amongst us called Keegan.
Kukhona insizwa phakathi kwethu ebizwa uthi
Keegan. Came from jail.
UKeegan uqhamuke ejele.
Part of his life.
So
these days, they went to maximum security prison in Pretoria to preach to prisoners. What an opportunity. And when he was amongst us, I said to Keegan, in front of everybody, you know Keegan, you know what often happens after a thing like that? Bees will come and try and sting you. And they will come and sting you. And you wonder where they come from. Where do these things come from? Why does it happen to me? What's wrong? It's not wrong. The devil is attacking because he wants to destroy. But don't be worried about those bee stings.
Asengithi emva kwalokhu Keegan into engenzeka ukuthi kube nezinyosi eziyofika zikutinyele uzumangala uzibuza ukuthi konakele phi cha akonakele lutho kodwa uSathane olwa nawe ngenxa yalokho ozanda ukwenza.
And if you ask me,
mawungangibuza mina,
I know already when I've got to take a service.
Ngiyazi mangabe kumele ngithathe inkonzo.
You've got so many bees around and then you know already. Whoa, calm down, just calm down. If there's nothing in your life, there's nothing. But remember, the devil will never sit. And don't stop. Don't stop. If there's something wrong, make it right. But don't stop. Run your race.
Kuba ninyo say ninge zikhamukayo ngize ngithi cha ngehlisa umoya kancane angiqhubeke uma khona ukukhona hamba kulungise kodwa ungami.
Jesus, when he blessed with his hands what he touched and broke, it was blessed abundantly.
UJesu lapho ebusisa ethinta ngezandla zakhe lapho ebaphulela isinkwa kwabusiseka ngendle ngokuphindaphindiwe.
The Lord says, if you are obedient and do what I tell you, blessings will follow. And go and read it. I think it's Deuteronomy 28, chapter 28. Go read it. He says, people, for me, it's not about talking. For me, it's about doing things, getting things done. Don't stand back because I'm a child. Jeremiah said, I'm a child. And God said, no, you're not a child. Use something. I want to use you.
Unkulunkulu wathi uma ulalela nokulalela uyakubusiswa indaba leso ithola encwadini ka Deuteronomy 28. Ungakuhambi uyifunda. Ungasho ukuthi hayi mina ngiseyingane. UJeremiah washo njalo. Kodwa yenza lokho akushoyo uNkulunkulu.
Water that runs, a stream that runs, gets cleansed as it goes over the rocks. It was from a child I remembered that. I think it was a service or something. A stream that runs, gets cleansed. But a stream that stops and forms puddles, you'll find all dirt in it. That's why maybe your life is as it is. Maybe that's the reason. That's the reason, because you're not running. Because you think you're useless. You are not. Christ wants to use even donkeys.
Umfula ohamba yogelezayo uyahlanzeka. Kodwa umfula onamanzi amile kungena nokungola. Ngakho ungami mhlambi ingakho uyilokho kuyikhona ngoba awenzi lutho. Akube khona ukwenzela uNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu ufuna ukusebenzisa usebenzisa isho imbongolo.
We've got many potholes. You become a pothole if spiritually you stand. And everything that drives past will hit this pothole. And you'll always be hurt. And you'll always be something find wrong and find mistake. And don't be a pothole. Can't you understand?
Sinama pothole amaningi le mgodigodi etholayo emgaqweni. Umumile nawe ungagcina usuba ileyo pothole. Ungabi pothole.
Let Christ fill that place in your life that it becomes smooth. And then your life will be so different. It'll be, you'll be marveled and say, but I never thought it's possible like that. That Christ can change my life like this.
Vumela uKristu ukuba gcwalise leyo mgodi esempilweni yakho, lawo maphotholi, uyomangala lokho uKristu angakwenza. Nawe uyozusha ukuthi angicabanganga ukuthi ungaba nje empilweni yami.
And here, Christ was in, the Bible says in verse 32, in a solitary place. It was a desolated, isolated place. When uthi kumnyama kusehlale akusholutho uJesu wathi banikeni ukudla wena ungabanika abantu ukudla nangiyakubuza ungabanika ukudla noma kunzima noma ivungu
they were isolated in the desert maybe you say no I'm just in the desert, but Christ was able to give people food. Can you do that? Can you feed the people? Or are you just looking at the storms and all the difficulties that are happening?
Can you bring hope, salvation, new life through Christ there where you are? Where you are? Does it change people? Can you give them something? Not only spiritual food, but even other things.
Ungakwazini ukuthi ulethe ithemba lapho la ukhona ulethe ukuphila ebantwini ungabi khona okomoya kuphela kodwa uzubaphe nezinto eziphathekayo.
Here Christ gave them something to eat. He gave them something to eat. He said, "You eat. Can you give something people to eat spiritually, but also physically?" What is your life like? Somebody visits you, can't even give them something. Especially we whites. We are masters at it. We can't give somebody even something else. When I go and visit somebody, I can't even take something along and say, look at what God has blessed me with. You can have it. Do you do that? Is that your life? Practically now.
Lapho uKristu waze wabapha ukudla ungakwazini wena uthi umuphi umuntu udla okomoya kodwa uze umuphe nokunye mhlawumbe umuntu uyakuvakashela bayikuvakashela awumuphi ngisho ukudla uyakwazini ukuthi uvakashele umuntu uthi mawufika kube khona okuphetho okuncane uthi buka naku uNkulunkulu angibusise ngakho.
You don't have to preach. Just give them something. Do you do that? Is that your life? I don't say now every time, no. Yeah, you've got ears here. Spiritual ears, listen.
Ungakwazini ukuthi kube khona obapha khona ngabe impilo yakho yini leyo angisho ukuthi lokhu phana uphana kodwa lalela unendlebe.
You will, Christ will only achieve that through your life if he's able to break those bread, break those loaves and those fishes. It's a mystery.
uKristu ekwazi ukwenza lokho empilweni yakho mayekwazi ukuthi aphule leso sinkwa nalezo inhlanzi kuyimfihlakalo enkulu.
You know, we young people, we always think we know. We always have an answer. We always know better. That's us. That's what we are. With Christ, if he hasn't broken it, then it's time that you find yourself before him.
Thina basha sicabanga ukuthi siyazi sihlala sine impendulo sinjalo nje imvelo yethu kodwa kuKristu kuhlukile simele ukuba sibe phambi kwakhe.
Asimvume makukhona izinto empilweni zethu noma kubhlungu noma fana uyithoba. Thoba uyawazi ukuthi kumnandi kanjani ukuyithoba. Anazi kunesibusiso ezingachazeki kwa thina asifuna ukuyithoba qha lutho.
We need to admit, even if there's things in our life, even if it's difficult, we need to bow. And that's the difficulty with us. We don't want to bow, and yet it's so wonderful when we do that.
There's a great blessing if you can bow and just do what you are told to do.
Verse 35.
Now it's interesting. They were here. It was getting late.
The
Lord knew well about it.
Inkosi ayazi kahle ngale
ndaba. Ukonda go ukuthi hey sekuhambile isikhathi abantu balambile. Uyazi yena. Uyazi. Hayi ukuthi akazi, uyazi impilo yakho. Uyayazi into edingayo. Uyazi nawe ukuthi indlela uhlupheka ngayo. Uyazi. Konda lokho uyazi. Ungayilahla umkhonto.
And then the Lord knew very well that it was late. And the people were hungry. He knew that. And he knows about your life. He knows about your suffering. Don't give up. He knows about it.
What a nanka bafundi. Abantu umuntu akachazeki. Nanka bafundi bazoya umdala umdlulo nomhlaba. Kodwa hey ba Jesu balambile laba bantu. Bona bamtshelayo manje.
He had the disciples, and this is man. It's a creature you can't explain. They go to the creator of heaven and earth, and they said, Lord, the people are hungry. He knows very well, but they go and tell him and said, it's enough now. These people are hungry. Better we let them go.
Yabona leonto yangivusa into enhlizweni yami ethi awu thina asinendlebe asikwazi sibike Jesu singenza kanjani ubona kanje cha Jesu 1 2 no 3.
And that awakened something in my heart that we as humans we are different. We don't go and ask the Lord what can we do. We go and tell him we need to do it, this and this.
They say to the Lord, now you send the people away. You know, they tell him, and that's what worried me and worries me. We tell the Lord what to do. He knows it. But because we are clever, we know what we think we should do. Now we tell him, 1, 2, and 3. That's how we should do it.
Ababuzi, bona bafuna ukuzenzela nje. Bahamba bamtshela ukuthi cha, Nkosi kumele sikwenze kanje kanje.
Awu Jesu ingane yami yagula, nawe ngisenithandazile, manje ngiyabona ukuthi angisizi, kungcono ngiyosimani bani. Ngihamba ngithatha amakhathakhatha, anginjalo. Uyamtshela wena, hayi ukuthi Jesu yini, Jesu awungisize, dalwa yini ukuthi ube nje, cha. Wena unquma enhlizweni, that's why usizakali.
And your child is sick, you go to the Lord and say, Lord, my child is sick. Now I'll have to go to the witch doctors and go and consult them. You don't ask the Lord what to do. That's why you're not getting help.
Ah, uJesu nokhlakanipha. Awu maNkulunkulu ayisikwazi ukunika le ukhlakanipha. Wathi hayi, nisho kanje, how kunsil hambani gen bani gugul. Aw kanjenaj. Kanjenaj. Oh, waba nya busa lendaba anikwenzek.
And the Lord Jesus uses wisdom. He says, well, you're saying like that, that they're hungry, you go and feed them. They probably shook their heads because now the Lord says, you go and do them. They don't even realize that they started this badly by not asking him but telling him what to do. Now he says, because you've got such, you are so clever, you go and do it. Go feed them.
But you konan, which is awaba sizak. Waba sees what konani antazin konan. Konaningang telagona na.
But the Lord helped them. He says, what do you have? Is there something that you can bring to me?
Wena ngiyakubuza namhlanje. Wena uhlangiphile. Ungamlethelana uJesu na. Khona ngamnika khona.
Now I'm asking you today, you who are clever or wise, is there something that you can bring to the Lord Jesus?
Sinjena nje mhlambe. Ngoba lokho akunakho okuncane ngibuye ngikona ngithi cha. Ay. Ngizosiza kanjani ngoba anginalutho. Anginalutho mina. Impofu kanje. UJesu uyakubuza namhlanje. Tanam, kuphi unganginika khona? Khona okuncane unganginika khona?
Maybe we are what we are like because that little that we've got, we keep it to ourselves and you say, well, I'm poor, I've got nothing. But the Lord is asking you, is there something that you can give me?
Lapho. Usuku lapho ngizofuka ngithi Jesu nakho enginakho. Nakho enginakho mina, anginalutho yebo. Angilutho kodwa nakho. Ngiyacela Jesu, lokho enginakho, lokho okuncane, ungibusisela khona. Ungasabi, uzobona mhlawumbe impilo yakho izoshintsha.
But the day that you'll come out and say, Lord, I've got nothing but here's a little that I've got, and you give it in and say, Lord, please bless it, you'll see. Maybe even your heart will change.
Ungasho ukuthi akholu ukukhona phakathi kwethu akekho noyedwa oyangasho ukuthi anginalutho. Hayi, uphiwe la mlonweni. Awushiye ukuhleba nokuhlambalaza. Awushiye, awushumela ivangeli. Uzobona ukuyoshintsha impilo yakho. Kodwa shintshi ngoba umlomo wakho awumnikanga kuJesu njengaEsaya.
Don't say you've got nothing. Everyone amongst us here, you've got something. You gifted maybe even in your mouth. Stop gossiping. Stop gossiping, baby, start preaching and you'll see God will bless you like Isaiah.
Nina ni tandi indaba, engiyantabukele, oba, mawizwa nje indaba, mawizwa nje. Aw, isaphumile seyekwabanye, isewekabanye. Awushiya le mpilo, awungahlupheke ngempilo yabanye abantu, awuhlupheke ngempilo yakho, uyakuzwa lokho, noma yizo.
I feel sorry for you who love listening and spreading stories. Something happens and quickly you spread it out. Stop worrying about other people's lives, but be concerned about your own life. Jesus is asking you, what do you have in your hands?
Usuku lapho uzothi Jesu nakho ngiyacela Jesu akuvele Jesu ufishe nje nezinqo uzobona uJesu ngakwenzelani kuzovuka umvuselelo mhlambe nasemsebenzini wakho nalapho wenza khona lapho uthinta khona kuyoshintsha izinto ngobukhona wena lokho sikufunayo sikuthandazelayo.
The day you give the Lord that little that you have and say, Lord, here it is, you'll see things will change. Maybe revival will break out in your workplace.
Verse 37.
Verse 37.
Christ tells them what to do.
Christ uyabatshela ukuthi mabenze.
He says, you feed them.
Tibapheni ukudla.
But Lord, we haven't got the money. Can you imagine how much money we need? Think of it. Again, they missed the mark. Yes, Lord. I've got this. This is what we've got. This is what I've got. I haven't even got one denarii. But I can give it to you.
Asina mali, senze njani. So ithatha phi imali engakondla abantu abangaka, cabange lokho. Kodwa noma nginodanero owodwa, ngimnikezele wona.
Ikhumbula lo esifazane eThempelini, wafika, wanika nje imali encane, encane. Lokho ebenakho, wathi nakho kwami. UJesu wathi nangu unika yonke into lokho enakho. Hayi gwili, hayi umakhelwane, cha, wena khona ukwamnika namhlanje.
Remember that woman in the temple who came and gave a small amount, but the Lord said she's given all that she had. Have you given anything to anyone even today?
Hayi umnandi yabona bemfundi kaJesu uyakufundisa isimo nesimo uhlangana nako uyakufundisa wenze ukuthi impilo yakhe ibebukhali.
It's wonderful to be a disciple of the Lord because it teaches you in each and every situation. He teaches you and in that way he sharpens your life.
Wena uphupha iplaza engakanani uthi ngibona iplaza kabamfundisi usiza ha 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 nami nginga. Nami ngingabe nebhazi nje ha ha ha. Hey ngiyamsiza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Uyazi impilo yakho. Wena uthupha izinto.
You've got dreams, maybe you're dreaming of this big farm. You look at the Kwasi Zabantu farm of Baba and you say maybe I can also have something as big as this.
I want to say ngizoyenza into mhlawumbe ngingakwenzeki ngaphambili.
Maybe I'll do something that I've never done before.
Kade sashumayeza la. Kade. Tshalani indlala iyeza. Tshalani indlala iyeza. Sengiyanibuza. Lo utshala impahla awuphakamisi izandla. Mfuna ukunibona namhla. Ube ngamahloni ungaphakamisi. Izulu iyakubona. Othe mina ke sengitshalile. Indawo enami ngiyatshala mina. Obani phakathi kweni. Aphakamisi izandla engasabi. Namhlanje ngithi nomahluko. This how again.
Many times we've been told about planting that you go and plant.
La, now who among the lautalayo? Ah, nakhoke ungana, nakhoke nangumuntu nakhoke.
Who amongst us has planted something? Raise up your hand. Don't be ashamed. Who you've planted something?
They don't understand Zulu. Ngiyanibuzake. Ngizwenzani endaweni enkulu? Mandi ngakwazi ukulalela. Ngiyahluleka ukulalela. Lo ndawo enayo, mhlawumbe igcwele uplastic, igcwele ameva, igcwele yonke into.
Now I'm asking you, what will you do with this big place you're dreaming about? If you can't even use that small place you've got, maybe it's even dirty, full of rubbish, but you're not using it, you're not planting.
That's why you namanga, we vila. Kade watshelwa, sebenzisa leyo ndawo yakho. Batshala izinto, kwenza izinto obona phakathi kwethu. Nginamahloni empeleni. Ngiyanitshela nginamahloni. Khazana ukhola kwethu. Ngiyanibuza, akumhlophe yini la? Nugcwele izono. Kudala ukuthi beyivila.
And tomorrow you'll go around and you say, I'm poor, I've got nothing, that's why I'm a thief. No, you're lying. It's because you're not doing what you should be doing. I must say that I'm actually ashamed. What is our Christianity? Where are our clean hearts?
Tabanga, what was umfana umncane beno fish? Nezinkwa. Umfana umncane. Sihlulwa izingane ezincane. Nansi ingane encane yaphakamisa. Sihlulwa zona kodwa sithi siyakholwa iminyaka.
And if you
teach out Jesu shintsha impilo zethu so shumela sithini emhlabeni wonke bazalwane asivuke ethongweni.
And if you think about it, it said it was a small boy who had the loaves and the fish. These young children are doing even better than us. There's a small child here who raised her hand that she planted something. What will we say? What will we preach in the whole world? Brethren, let us rise up.
Hi, lomfano umnane. Wabusisega bonke abantu. But 5,000 amadoda water just abakhulumi nengane namakho 5,000 ngenxa yengane encane.
Through this young boy.
Engane encane. Ube no fish nje. Into encane nje. Into encane. Ungadeleli lokhu kuncane.
Through this young child, people were fed, were blessed. 5,000. And those are just the men. Through that small child, that small that she had.
Yabona kungivusa ithemba nami. Ta uNkulunkulu nakusasa. Lokho ekuncane esinakho. Loko kudelelekile esinakho kodwa makunesibusiso sakho kuzokwenzeka into enkulu kabi.
This gave hope to me that Lord, that small that we've got, but if it's got your blessing, many, many things can be accomplished through it.
UJesu mayesebenza la laphakathi enhlizweni bazalwane. Kuzoshintsha nemsebenzi wakho nalapho khona kuzoshintshi kodwa mawungashintshi nokukhola kwakho kaangazile mawunas uphatha kanjani aba iguli iguli singasho ukuthi ngifuna ukuye endaweni ethize isibedlele esithize ukhona unurse nje uyabona makhona yena uyosinda bakakhuluma lokho ngawe ngiyakubuza.
When the Lord Jesus is at work in your heart, things will change. Even your work will change. Let me ask you, if you are a nurse, can the patients ever be saying, we want to go to that hospital because of that nurse in how she does things?
Leta loku nako dedela uJesu akhlephule kubhlungu kubhlungu akusholutho akusholutho buka kusasa.
Bring that which you have. Allow the Lord to break you. Even if it's painful, it means nothing. Look at the future. What will that do?
But Christ is a person of order, of discipline. Understand that in your life. There's no dirmakar where he is. Not even in a home.
Kodwa sikonde ukuthi uKristu ungumuntu wokuthula, ungumuntu wezinto ezihlelekile. Akubikho isiphithiphithi ngisho ekhaya lakho.
Firstly, he said to them, go and recline, sit down on the green grass in companies. I'm not Dermakar, no. Not Dermakar. He says, you sit down in order. It must be in order what I do.
Okokuqala uthi bonke bahlale phansi etshani nobuhlaza isigaba ngezigaba hayi kube isicuku nje kodwa bahlale kahle ngokwesigaba.
He didn't say just sit down. It's interesting. Interesting what he teaches us.
Kuyisimanga ukuthi avelanga nje wathi abahlale phansi kodwa uyafundisa ukuthi bahlale kanjani.
In my home, if there is no discipline and order, I don't know how, sorry to say, but how can Christ be there? You ask me. He gives us a glimpse, people. It's a glimpse of what things should be like in our homes.
Ekhala, uma kungekho ukuthula, kungekho ukuhleleka, ngalindela kanjani ukuthi uKristu abe lapho na? Ngoba lana uyasivezela, uyasiphenyela kancane ukuthi amakhaya ethu amele ukuba benjani.
And the Bible says in verse 40, so they threw themselves down in ranks of hundreds. Just imagine, they immediately reacted upon Christ.
Imagine.
There was no arguing. Why must we do it? Why do you say we must? Well, it's so easy to do that. Why must I do this work? Why can't somebody else do this work? Friends, children, if you don't get into place where Christ wants you, we don't want discipline. It's not discipline hiding. It's an order, direction. Ordnung. If it's like that, things will change. Things will change.
Akubanga khona ukuphikisana khona lapho basebehlala ngalendlela ngamaviyo ngalendlela uKristu abayale ngayo naseyinganeni kumele kube khona izinto zihambe ngendlela eqondile uma kunjalo izinto ziyoguquka.
Even at work, if your boss is a bit strict, you should praise and thank God because there's so much you can learn of them. Not some wishy-washy person that allows you to do what you want. That's why nothing happens in your life.
Kisho nasemsebenzini wakho uma ubaso wakho umuntu othi uqinisa isandla kancane mhlambe mbongo uNkulunkulu ngalokho ngoba kuningi ozokufunda kuyena.
Kodwa sikufundi na kuphambana nemizwa yethu kuphambana nokubona kwethu kwenzeke kwenze ungakhali kusasa. Uzobona ukuthi umfulo uyokhipha eceleni, umfulo uyokhipha. Uyakwazi umfulo nolwandle, khipha nje lokho, kungadingeki, uyakhishwa. Ufuna ukhishwa, ungakhishwa, uNkulunkulu uyasidinga.
But we don't want that because it goes against our understanding, it goes against our feelings. But we must allow it. Other than that, that like a river that spits out everything that's dirty out of it, God will do that to us. It's painful. But may God keep us. That we bow. Now the people sat down. And what did the Lord do after that?
When I'm asked, why must I sit down like this? Why would you end up? One day, some when you think Chelaban, when I'm done, Abana Samba Chela, food.
The Lord blessed and broke. They didn't question it. Why must we sit down? They did what the Lord says. You also do the same. Don't question. Maybe today you are being told to do it, but you don't want it. You're questioning everything.
There is time for everything, even maybe a question, but at the right time, at the right moment, but not in the heat of the moment. But it's interesting. He didn't break the bread before that. As they listened, they threw themselves into it. They did what they were told. Christ started breaking the bread.
Kwisimanga balalela hlala phansi benza lokho abakutshelwayo kwayilapho uKristu ehlephulisini.
That day when you bow and do the very thing you don't want to do, you can see what will come from it.
Ngalolo suku lapho uyothoba wenze yona lento ongafuna ukuyenza manje uyobona imphumela yayo.
UJesu ufuna ukusebenza phakathi kwethu. Ufuna ukushintsha izinto. Asimvumele, asiphonse kulokho akufunayo.
Jesus wants to do his work in our midst. Let us give ourselves in. Let us allow him to do that which he wants to do.
Bahleli, bathatha izinkwa, bathatha ufish, bonke. Nalokho okuncane. 5,000 amadoda. Lokho okuncane badla bonke. Ungadeleli ngiyaphi. Ungadeleli uthi angilutho, angiphiwe. Ngincane. Hayi. Dedele uJesu asebenza empilweni yakho. Umdedele. Kubusiseke umsebenzi wakho.
They all sat down, accepted that small thing that they were given. And don't just say it's small. Allow the Lord to use even that which is small, and in that way, your work will be blessed.
Kodwa ngiyakubuza, inhliziyo yakho ihlanzekile na? Imicabango yakho ihlanzekile na? Amehlo akho kakhulu umcabango yabona abantu abasha bahlushwa uSathane imicabango nje icabango ebolile amabuzi kunjena nje ngoba uphile kunjena nje ngoba inhliziyo yakho awuyinikele uyiphose ukuthi Jesu nakho nansi impilo yakho awuyiphose ungene.
But the question is your heart clean? Are your hands clean? Are your thoughts clean? You get that, especially amongst the young people who are troubled by their thoughts and they're thinking of all evil things. But allow yourself, giving yourself to that which the Lord wants you to be in.
Usugu lapho uzowena uzomlalela uJesu uthi yabona lesi sono lesi awuhlukana naso ungasho uthi Jesu sikade ngasa awuhlukana naso uzokuvulela indlela uhlukana nakho.
The day where you finally allow yourself to part with that sin, that you part from that sin and not say no I've been trying but turn away from it.
My last point.
Point Luke.
When they had finished, they picked up, was it 12 baskets? They say little hand baskets full of bread and fish. Kabang, kwasala futugul, kwasala. Unga pupin tenjal. Ngengati yakho encane. Ingati yakho encane. Uyakwazi ukuthi bangaka bangasizakala. Ungayitshaleli wena wedwa nje. Cha. UJesu wasifundisa ukuthi let her love fish. Angikubusisi uzobona. Ungayitshaleli uzenzela wena. Ukholwa kukho lapho.
And there were even leftovers. Can you imagine such a thing? About that small garden that you've got, that you can even feed others. Don't just plant for yourself alone, but for others also.
And now Christ says, go and pick up, bring back all that is left over.
UKristu uthi manje hambani nibuthe konke okusele.
In the beginning, this boy, that's the only thing he had. But it was so abundantly best. Those rivers of living water will so flow. Because of being obedient to Christ.
Ekuqaleni ilokhu nje kuphela lomfana ayenakho. Kodwa ekugcineni kwabakhulu leyo mfula yamanzi agobhozayo ingaqhubeka. Thina nje simele ukuba simlalele uKristu.
But one thing maybe I say in a sense that Christ does not appreciate things when they are thrown away. So easy. In our homes, we throw things away. Ngikhuluma ngokudla ha.
Ukulahle ukudla.
Mawukuthwa sengishuthile ngikuthatha ukudla ngichithe nje lakho emgqomeni. UJesu yabona angenza umthetho. Cha, aningizwisise kahle hle. Kodwa ngiyabuza. Kuhle yini uJesu wakuhlephulela khona ukulahle uchithe na?
I'm not making a rule at all. Hear me very clearly on that. But I'm asking a question. Is it right that the Lord has blessed you with food and then you throw away that food at the end?
It's something that we have to maybe look at. It's interesting. that it was stated and written in the Bible that they collected that. They could have easily just left it there, thrown it under a tree. But Christ said, take what's left over, collect it. Loko uKristu wakubusisa ngakho ungakusaphazi noma kuphi asiyo kudla nje ungakusaphazi ungakulahli ukubambe.
That which the Lord has blessed you with, don't just waste it anyhow, but use it wisely and get to take hold of it.
Yeah. It's something for us, you and I, to think about. Something that we got to contemplate. Because so many people out there maybe go hungry. But I throw my food away. It's interesting, at this time, at this moment, Christ said, you collect all. And it stipulated how many baskets they collected, 12. It stipulates, it's interesting. But we just read it, we just ignore it. If you've got a conscience, and if Christ works, you become sensitive about things. You become look at things in a different way. You hear that, children? We grew up with abundance. We grew up even here at the mission. Many people haven't got what we have. Many people. Yesterday I even said it. Walking down to us, I said, but you know what? How many people have what we have? But what do we do with it? How do I look after it? Do I clean it? Do I get somebody else to look after it for me because I'm too busy? You're too busy? Christ says, you go fetch those loaves and put them in the garden. He didn't. They had to do it. Nobody else.
Now I'm coming back to where I started.
God came to revive our lives. If we are true to that, He'll revive whatever we do and He'll revive whatever we touch.
Ubatina. Sithembeka kulokho yobusisa konke esikwenzayo azabusise nesithinta ngezandla zethu.
And you know what? Don't underestimate it. It can take a longer time than what you think. But if you are faithful and true to His cause, things will happen through your life.
Ungakubukeli phansi lokho mhlawumbe ngathatha isikhathi eside kunokucabangayo kodwa uma uthembeka kuye nasobizweni lakho kukhulu uNkulunkulu angakwenza.
We sat there this morning with my mother.
Sihlele kuseni lapha noma wami umakamalume.
Never neglect what you can do for an older person, old people. Never neglect it. Never. These days, she said she's got a song on her heart. We were together and we sang it. And you know what song it was? I'm pressing on the upward way. I'm going, forgetting the world, the doubts, the fears. I'm pressing on to higher ground. And I thank you to the people that sang the song this morning. Because she immediately reacted and says, wow, that's the song I would have liked them to sing today.
Koba khona lapho ma kamalume waphendula wathi lona culo engifisa abaliculo.
Ngiyakuzwa umuntu omdala. Ngiyamuzwa.
Here an older person.
Impilo yakhe njalo.
Is your life like that?
Khona ukuxhumana noNkulunkulu.
You have that connection with God.
Asiphikelelake sikhwela lentaba kaJehova ukuthi kukhona ukuthokoza ezulwini.
Let us persevere and climb that mountain of the Lord so that there can be joy in heaven.
Good.
Thank you very much, Malume.
Siyabonga kakhulu kumalume.
Have you realized how practical the gospel is?
Usukubona yini ukuthi ivangeli liyinto ephathekayo?
I think sometimes as humans we have a speciality. I won't say a gift because a gift comes from God.
Cabanga ukuthi thina njengabantu kwesikhathi sibe nokwethu.
We have the ability to make something that's so simple make it complicated.
Singoqhepheshe ukuthatheni into elula siyenza ukuthi kube into elikhulu.
But yet it's practical, like we heard today, practical to do things.
Kodwa njengoba sizwile namhlanje kuyinto ephathekayo ukuthi umuntu enze izinto.
Yes, as we've heard, you pray, then you listen, but then you must do.
Kodwa njengoba sizwile uyathandaza, uyalalela bese uyenza.
One almost feels like saying, next week, let's come. Let's testify what we've prayed, what the Lord told us, and what we did.
Kube ngazuthi singathi ngesonto elizayo, ake sisukume sifakaze, aloko esithandaze ngakho, salalela sase siyakwenza.
This morning I thought we all know what Baba left us with, what he told us, and what we must do.
And
I thought this morning, what have I done to make that a reality? Have I prayed more? Have I studied my Bible more? Have I looked out more for people? But what have I done about it?
Kenzeni ngifakile amandla ekuthandazeni, ngafaka amandla ekufundeni iBhayibheli, faka amandla ekufuneni imphefumulo, ngenzeni?
Because it's only when I start doing it that the gospel becomes alive.
Ngoba kuyoba yilapho kuphela lapho ngiqala ukwenza la ivangeli liyoqala khona.
We've heard this morning examples of doing it.
Sizwile izibonelo ekuseni, izibonelo zokwenza.
May this week be different. May we go and do things. That's what we've heard, that's what the Lord shows us. May we go and do it. And may our lives be different. That song says, on higher ground, one step higher. May this week be one step higher. Let us still pray. Lord, we've heard. And you have spoken to us. May we now go and do it. Help us that this week will be like no other week. For your name and for your kingdom and to please you.
Amen.
Amen.